Good morning. 8:16, Brock Hunter.
What commercial is Mr. T on now? They say play this song in the background.
Is he on one? I don't know. I haven't seen
it. I'm pretty the fool. Yeah, he's on. God, what is it?
It's got to be.
It's just funny. He looks the same. He acts the same. Yeah. Just looks a little bit more wrinkly. That's a bit about
that,
it.
Yeah, that same mohawk and everything, same gold chain. Actually, I think he's got more gold chains now than he did before. More. Amazing.
He's got dressed with gold.
It's just the thickest neck ever. Gold ain't light, man. You got all those gold chains on. That's heavy, man. That's heavy.
Not to mention, you can't be wearing that around. All you think you'd get robbed at some point.
At some point. Now, who's going to mess with Mr. T?
Yeah,
I'm not going
to.
Even now. Very even though, how old is Mr. T now?
He's up there.
Mr. T.
Let's I'm pretty the fool.
Yeah, he's 69 years old. I still wouldn't mess with Mr. T. He's trying to still beat the hell out of me.
I used to have a little Mr. T action figure doll from back in. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, good old Mr. T.
So has he done anything else, like any other movie? He was in Rocky, right?
He was in Rocky 3. Yeah, he's Clubber Lang in Rocky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rocky 3, right? Yeah.
You'll see him in much anything else, though.
No. He's real big in the 80s. Yeah, look at that guy. Good God. He still beat the hell out of most people. That's nuts.
Biddy the fool. Biddy the fool. Piss him off. He's always mad.
I'll kill you, fool. Anyway. All right, we've gone on way too long about Mr. T. I don't know what's going on with why we got into that. But anyway, we got to keep her moving. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
That's right. You want those big, sticky, shock-absorber buds? Go see them, man. They got you covered. Man. They got you covered. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, in the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about a guy setting fire to his lawn because he didn't want to mow it. Well, here is a story about a woman in Michigan who tried to burn up some bed bugs. That's right. A Michigan woman is recovering in the hospital from burns after she accidentally set herself and her car on fire in an attempt to kill some bed bugs. Police say the 31-year-old woman saw bed bugs in her car and tried to exterminate them by pouring rubbing alcohol all over the vehicle's interior and then setting it on fire. In doing so, she torched the car and accidentally set herself on fire. Right, she remains in the hospital where she's being treated for second-degree burns on her body. Thank God it's only second-degree burns on that. But
hey, it worked, though, right?
Well, obviously, yeah, those bed bugs are dead, man. But okay. Let's break it down. I don't want to be mean to this woman.
Common sense, though. We got to throw that in there, you know?
Out of all the possible solutions in your mind in seeing bed bugs, out of everything, maybe going to the store and buying some bed bug killer. They have that, okay? Maybe just giving the car a good wash on the inside. Taking a leaf blower to the inside. Her first thought was, I'm going to pour rubbing alcohol all over this and then light it on fire.
Maybe she's, okay, you know those people that post like spider pictures or videos on Facebook? Like, oh my God. And then people comment, they're like, kill it with fire. Yeah. Burn the house down. Like, I think she took that literally. Like, oh, that's how you do it? All right, we're going to burn the house down. That's
right.
That's what she did.
When people
burn the car
like,
down.
Oh, yeah, the best way to get rid of spiders is just burn the whole house down and then move. Like, yeah, it's a joke. It's a fun little ha-ha because we don't like spiders. But you're not supposed to actually burn down anything.
Yeah, this lady took it literally. Yeah.
Like, out of all the things, like, I mean, it was, why? And did she have, like, a bunch of rubbing alcohol laying around, like, in the car? Like, oh, finally, I got to use all this extra rubbing alcohol that I have.
What did she think it was going to do? Like, when you light your sock, you know, how it just kind of goes, whoop, you know? Is that what she thought was going
to
happen?
I mean, maybe she thought it'd be a controlled burn. Like, okay, I'll just burn the front seat first, and then I'll move to the back seat. Like, it'll be fine. I don't know.
What kind of burning experience does this lady have?
That's it. Most stories we read like this, it's very little burning experience. Honestly, most of us do. I mean, 9 times out of 10, we're not experts.
It takes one time to figure out you don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, there it is. There's that one time when I set my car on fire. Jeez. You know? And how many bed bugs are small? I wonder, that car had to be riddled with bed bugs where you can see a horde of bed bugs in your car.
Maybe she was just so itchy and fed up. She's just, hell with it.
You see, you got to do...
Get the flamethrower.
WD-40. That doesn't burn as long, okay? You can just do a quick little...
Those are for crabs, Brock.
Those are crabs. By the way, if anyone is wondering, if you...
Nobody's wondering.
Look, people wonder, okay? Like, there's a thing. People are getting back out there
bring
now.
This up. Nobody's asked.
I'm just saying, look, if you have crabs, WD-40 your pubes, they're going to slide right off, okay? They slide right off.
How do you know that?
Grandpa told me.
Right.
Anyway, don't burn.
You got a lot of cans of WD-40.
Back in World War II, that's how we got rid of the crabs that we picked up from those French broads. All right.
Grandpa must have some creaky doors, man. But
no, it's amazing. If your boner squeaks, you just spray a little WD-40. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.